بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا غفلت سے ہوشیار ہونا اور حس نفسانی کو قطع کرنا اور خدا تعالیٰ کی درگاہ سے مردود ہونے کے خوف سے لرزنا جن و انس کی عبادت سے افضل ہے. To become alert, to banish ghaflat, to be oblivious, unconcerned, uncaring. Ghaflat here in the context means to be uncaring and unconcerned about the akhirat, about the purpose of life, about the mort, and the direction which you are going, heading towards the barzakh, towards the qabr. To be unconcerned about it and to be fully engrossed in this dunya, such a person is called a ghafil. He is totally oblivious to things of the realities and the dangers which lie ahead of him in the qabr and in qiyamah. So he said to become alert, to banish this ghaflatness and to see whether carnal lusts, carnal, the evil desires in insan, to cut it asunder, to keep it, in other words, to keep the desires within the control, within the confines of the Shariat, and to be always fearful of becoming mardood, rejected and accursed by Allah Ta'ala. Always fear. This attitude, we have these three attitudes, it is superior and better than all the ibadat, the worship of all mankind and humankind, if one succeeds in cultivating these qualities. Come mardood of Allah, need to be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. That danger always hovers over the insan. No one can have confidence in his present condition. He may be the greatest worthy of the time, he too has to be always fearful. No one knows what the morrow holds for a person. Will one be tomorrow in the same state as one is today? Will one enjoy the same iman, same taqwa that one has today? So no one has confidence. We say, consider iman, bain al khawf wa rajad, iman, it is suspended between fear and hope. Even the great malaika of Allah Ta'ala, Jibreel, Israfil, Israel, Mikael alayhi salam, they also are always fearful of Allah Ta'ala, of becoming mardood, of becoming rejected and accursed. The example of Azazil became Iblis, became Allah Ta'ala, transformed him into Shaitan. That example, everyone knows that example. He spent thousands of years in worshipping in Ibadat in every Asman, in every heaven, and he became a great Buzurg and Wali amongst the Malaika. All looked up towards him as being great Hazrat there in the heavens. But at the end, what happened to him? All his Ibadat, the confidence he had in his greatness and his father, it was of no avail. After Allah Ta'ala had made him mardood, rejected him, cursed him, then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam is the chief of all the malaika. They are the muqarribin, the closest malaika, closest angels unto Allah Ta'ala. They stood in shock, overcome with grief and shock. And they stood for ages crying. When Allah Ta'ala asked them, no one knows how long they stood there and crying and grief. Oh, Jibreel and Mikael, what is the matter with you people, with you? Why are you so sad? Why are you crying so much? So the Jibreel alayhi salam, we are scared, we fear your hidden scheme. We do not know what you have in store for us. What, as far as they were concerned, Azazil was such a great person, such a great being, in his presence we are nothing, the humility of the malaika. But despite his greatness, this was his ultimate end, he became mardood. So if this could have happened to him, it can happen to us also at any time. So we say, Ya Allah, we are scared, we fear your hidden scheme, your plan, we do not know what you have put in store for us. Then Allah Ta'ala said, Kuna Hakala, yes, be like that. And don't be too confident of your greatness and your piety, your taqwa, your power. That thing, be like that. Yeah? You must have that attitude always, and then you will be saved. There were great people who were awliya, and they, some reason towards the end of their life, they became mardood. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi was sitting one day in his home with some guests, and soon he saw through the window a group of children dragging a headless body, and dragging this body. Nothing. And the guests there, they were surprised and shocked, and they asked Hazrat Hasan, what is taking place here? Hazrat Basri rahmatullahi was he was grieved also by the scene. He said, that person who they are dragging now, that body, he was amongst the great mashayikh of this time. He was a great sheikh of this time. What had happened? He fell in love with a Christian girl. And for her sake, he renounced the deen. Shimon renounced the deen. So Allah Ta'ala had not ordained iman for him. Despite the fact that he was a great sheikh at the time, this was his end. And we cannot understand Allah Ta'ala's mysteries. We cannot fathom Allah Ta'ala's mysteries. Why this happened to him? Why Allah Ta'ala did not protect him? But this happened. So the punishment for a murtad, the punishment for a murtad, he's executed, and then his body is dumped. It's worse than an animal. An animal has a better rank by Allah Ta'ala than a murtad. So they were taking his body and were going to dump it now there in the city dump. It was rot there. And they say, a murtad is worse than a born kafir. One who renounces Islam, he brings disgrace upon the deen. So Allah Ta'ala ordered his execution. He's given an opportunity of 3 days. First, he's not summarily executed. He's given a chance, he's imprisoned. And then the ulama will discuss with him and try their best to eliminate his doubts why he has turned away from Islam. And after 3 days, if he still is adamant, he refuses to return to Islam and is adamant, then he will be executed. So this happened to this person, despite that he was being a great sheikh also of the time, man of knowledge and man of piety also, and other ulama trying to convince him also, he remained intransigent and obstinate in his kufr. That is because Allah Ta'ala did not ordain iman for him. Allah Ta'ala had ordained and decreed kufr for him, so he died instead of kufr, and he was destroyed in this manner. So one should always fear of becoming mardood and rejected by Allah Ta'ala. And you have to constantly combat the evil desires of nafs and not be in a state of ghaflat. Always keep the tongue engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. By means of dhikr, inshallah the ghaflat will not remain in the heart. The constant dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, shaitan, he flees, and there bond with Allah Ta'ala becomes stronger, and then Allah Ta'ala grants greater tawfiq for amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.